So, my dear brothers and sisters, today is a day of celebration. As we sang together in that Easter proclamation, Alleluia, the Lord is risen. He's come to save us from the grave, to save us from the sin and darkness of our life, and welcome us into the kingdom of heaven, the power of his resurrection that liberates us from the sin in our life, all the things that have built up over our hearts. Today, he comes ready to reveal himself with expectant love, that our lives might be transformed by his resurrection. The gospel passage today, this realization of the resurrection, begins with Mary Magdalene journeying to the tomb of Jesus early in the morning. Scriptures tell us that upon arriving, she sees the stone rolled away and runs to inform the disciples. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him. Mary's eagerness to be with Jesus, even after his death, is incredible. It's incredible to think about. The scripture is very clear that she went to the tomb in the morning. The scripture specifically says that she went to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. So if we think about that, if it's still dark, she's probably going to the tomb at maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, quite early, you know, a time of day when it probably wasn't the safest for a single woman to be out alone. But yet, she goes to be with Jesus, her Lord. Her eagerness is a clear sign of her love for Jesus. Remember, Jesus had liberated Mary Magdalene from demons. Couple passages earlier in the gospel, Jesus came and drove demons out of her, and from that day on, she followed Jesus all the way to being with him at the cross. And now, she's there at his tomb, even after his death, wanting to be with her Savior and her Lord. Her promptness, her eagerness, her whole life is oriented to Jesus, and this is what causes her to get up early in the morning, even after her Savior is dead, after all hope has been pulled away, she goes to be with her Lord. It's interesting. Notice how her attitude is very different than the other disciples, the other apostles. You know, where are Peter, James, and John? Why aren't they there with Mary going to the tomb this early in the morning? Why are they letting her go by herself in the danger of the early morning, in the danger of the night? Possibly lots of different explanations. Maybe it was just sheer laziness. Maybe they just wanted to sleep in. You know, couldn't get themselves up that early to go to the tomb. Once again, their hearts are not set on the Lord like Mary Magdalene in that moment. So laziness takes over. You know, maybe it was the fear of what they might find if they actually get to the tomb. Get to the tomb and there's the stone rolled over the tomb. There are the Praetorian guards watching over the tomb. Maybe they fear that everything that happened 2 days before on Good Friday will turn out to be true, that it wasn't just a dream, that the man that they followed for 3 years of their life, the man that they laid down everything for, had died and truly was dead. All that they had hoped for, lost, and that confirmed by going to the tomb. Maybe it was fear of persecution. Fear of going to the Lord. You know, remember, just 2 days before, it was Peter who almost gets arrested and crucified next to Jesus. He's there in the courtyard of the Sanhedrin, and the servant woman around the fire says, "Hey, aren't you one of the disciples of Jesus? Aren't you a Galilean?" She asked him 3 times, and 3 times he denied the Lord. Maybe it was fear of being arrested. Why do they not go to the tomb to receive the resurrected Lord like Mary Magdalene does? I bring this up because I think these are often the excuses that we use in our life to not be there at the presence of the risen Lord. When he comes out to meet us and greet us, we're just not there. You know, same things in our life. Maybe it's a spirit of laziness. It's just too hard to live our faith, to live out the truth, to sacrificially love day in and day out in the way that Jesus modeled for us. It's just too difficult. Maybe it's fear. If I follow you, Jesus, I don't know if you'll really give me the promises of life that you promise. If I lay down my life for you and turn away from the world, all of these pleasures that I have in the world, I'll have to turn away from. Do I really believe that the grace and the joy that you offer through your love is better than the things of the world? I fear that maybe the tomb will just be closed. Maybe I fear the persecution of following you, Jesus. What if I truly give my life to you, try to start to live my life with everything that I am, modeling the gospel of love that you taught us, Jesus, being a witness of love in my workplace, in my family, to my extended family, in my community, to the stranger? What will people think? These are the things that keep us from being at the empty tomb to receive the resurrected Jesus in our life. These are the things that the Jesus is saying to let go of today on his day of resurrection, and really the things that we've been hopefully, little by little, letting go of during these 40 days of Lent, these 40 days of purification and fasting that have hopefully helped us to turn away from these things that keep us from having an expectant love and an expectant heart ready to receive the risen Lord, a heart that Mary Magdalene exemplifies for us today. Now, maybe we had a great Lent and we're at the foot of the tomb today and we're receiving the risen resurrected Lord today and we're filled with the fire and joy of this beautiful good news, this beautiful morning. Or maybe we still have some lingering things in our life, these things that are keeping us once again kept up in the house, not willing to go to greet Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, today is a day that we can still run to the tomb. Even if there's these things still in our life, even if we haven't had a great Lent, we haven't gone through a time of purification, we see this with Peter, James, and John, specifically Peter and John. When Mary Magdalene shows up at the house and tells them the news, they finally wake up. They finally have that sense of urgency that Mary Magdalene has. The scriptures tell us that they both ran to the tomb to see the mystery of the empty tomb that Mary Magdalene had spoke to them about. The urgency expressed in the gospel is finally alive in their hearts. And they go and see what they had failed to believe, that maybe Jesus is risen. Maybe all that Jesus had promised is true. They come alive. You know, they go to the tomb, and what does it say happens? That Peter goes in and sees the empty tomb, and then the beloved disciple goes in, and the scriptures tell us he saw and believed. That's the question for each and every one of us here today on the resurrection morning, on this Easter morning. Do we see and believe? We're here gathered, and we're going to see the Lord. We see him present in our midst as a community of faith gathered here, packed into this church as a people of God proclaiming the truth. That we believe in a risen Lord. He's alive in our midst. We see him in the midst of the scriptures that are being professed. We see him in the very body and blood of his spirit that's being offered on the altar that we're going to receive. The same body and blood, soul and divinity that he offered on the cross to free us from our sin. That same body and blood which is resurrected and fills us with the renewal of life that we received at our baptism. Jesus is showing up today and he's saying, see, see. The question is, do we believe? Do we see and do we believe? What does it look like in our life to see and believe? Maybe the question is, after this Easter morning, what is our life supposed to look like? Being people who have saw the truth of a resurrected Lord and have believed and are living that truth in our life. We just have to look to the first reading from St. Peter, who talks about a lived experience of Jesus alive in his life. This is Peter speaking after the resurrection as he's gone forth to preach the gospel. This is what we hear today. He says, "This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible, not to all people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one anointed by God as judge of the living and the dead." Share this with you today because this is what our life looks like if we see and believe. If we allow Jesus' resurrected life to truly transform our life for this coming year. You know, we believe that he has been raised from the dead. His love becomes visible because we're witnesses of that love. And he's commissioning us, just as he did Peter and all the apostles, to go forth and be a witness of that love in the world. To go forth from this church proclaiming the truth. Go forth, the mass is ended. Alleluia, alleluia. We proclaim the truth that we are children of God, chosen by the love of God. A God who is willing to die for our salvation, to liberate us from every sin, the most darkest places of our life, maybe places we've carried this last year, places of shame, darkness, woundedness, everything that the Lord comes today to redeem us from. He who is judge of the living and the dead. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to start now. We have to live now for the Savior who's come to liberate us. You see, we can't wait for the world to change to accept the Savior. We can't wait for the ideal moment to follow Christ. We can't wait for the perfect ideal conditions to finally come to church or to seriously live our faith. Because if we don't give ourselves to Jesus today, now, on his day of resurrection, dear brothers and sisters, the reality is probably we're not going to. This is the day of resurrection, the day of life, the day he's rising from the tomb saying, "Receive me, see and believe." So, dear brothers and sisters, today's a great day of joy. We're gathered here to rejoice as a people of God, to be strengthened together as the Lord rises from the tomb. We run to the tomb to receive this beautiful grace of the resurrection and ask that he may allow us to go forth, to run into the world, to be witnesses of his love to all those who are in need of his love in the midst of darkness. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.